This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، اليوم 17 من شهر جمادى الأولى 1444 الموافق ل 12 من شهر ديسمبر 2022. نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك، كتاب الله عز وجل. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه، وأن يغفر لنا الزلات، ويغفر لابن كثير، ويرفع درجته في العليين. So today, inshallah, we continue from where we stopped last درس, which I guess is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعناب وكواعب أتراب وكأسا دهاق. So we'll try, inshallah, to deal with these ayat until the end of the surah بإذن الواحد الأحد. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن للمتقين مفازا. So previously we have heard about the wrongdoers and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have prepared for them on the day of judgment. So today, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us the other option, right? And that's the meaning of the Quran, al-mathani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. And in another place he says, مَثَانِيَ تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُ. They said mathani, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention something وَضِدَّهُ, and the opposite, Jannah and hell, righteousness and dhalal. And there we go. You know, Allah will mention something and he will tell you that the opposite. Because naturally, as they said, بِضِدِّهَا تَتَبَيَّنُ الْأَشْيَاءُ. Yeah, when you want to understand something correctly, understand the vid, the opposite. Then you will know the correct and the true meaning of that thing which was introduced to you. So after talking about the people of hell, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the people of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will discuss about the people of Jannah. He says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ. He says, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have prepared for the muttaqoon mafazan. They have the mafaza. What is the mafaz? وَكَانْ الْفَوْزِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have prepared for them success, you know, a place where they go and enjoy life. Because mafaz is a place of success, is a place of life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he prepared for the believers this place, which is Jannah. أي فازوا بجنة الله عز وجل. أي لهم الفوز. إن المتقين مفازا أي لهم الفوز. فازوا فنجوا من النار كما قال مجاهد. They passed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are protected from hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting them into Jannah. To get idea, so al-mafaz is Jannah. Al-fawz bi rahmatillahi wa fadlihi wa huwa al-Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ. These are the gardens, you know, different types of them, you know. حَدِّثُ وَلَا حَرَجْ. No matter how much you try to reach the peak of description, you will never describe them properly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. So all of those mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them nuzul, right? Nuzul, which is the first thing you are given to your guests when they reach your place. حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them basatin, al-bustan. This is the garden, you know, the place where you have a lot of trees, you know, of fruits, you know, and tamar and all types of them. وَأَعْنَابَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he also prepared for the believers a'anab. That's the Ainab, right? So they have this, and this is not a restriction. And to say that this is the only thing they have, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just emphasizing on something because of its importance. Otherwise, in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِمَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانٍ. Every fakiha they have, زَوْجَانٍ. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them two types of them. قَالَ حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ. Al-Kawa'ib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to Hur al-Ain. And these are the wives of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them and put them in paradise. And these are the Hur al-Ain. And they were called Hur al-Ain according to one interpretation, because, you know, they said the eyes is very clear, big, and also very, very, very clear. Clear in the sense, the white is extremely white, and the black in it is very, very dark. And subhanAllah, all the description given by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond the imagination of a people. You know, no need to go to exaggerated description by some of the narrations. That one which is given to the to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more than enough. Yeah. Season. Yeah. The one that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us is more than enough. You know, he says one of them, when she wears the clothes, and he says, because of the jamal she has, you can see the beauty of that jamal from the cloth. Yeah, so how about the people in this dunya? When they go to Jannah, are they going to be like that, or they remain in the way they are? No, never. You know, because they will be the sayyid in that sayyida in that house. So if the beauty is seen in those ones, so you can imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make those ones here. So rather than chasing, you know, the fake jamal that we have here in this dunya, almost life become fake. The person doesn't want to stay in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he created him. Yeah, it's good to have additional halal ones in the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it halal. But subhanAllah, unfortunately, people are expert in attaching those adornments, you know, just to attract others. Yeah, just to attract others, you know. How many times you hear those who will say that, what is the point of the beauty if nobody sees it? Yeah, that's the last place I will be wearing the abaya. That's what some are saying. Yeah, I have come to this place, and people are wearing the abaya, and by law, you cannot wear a dress. I'm referring to those sisters in the places where you have to be decent if you come out. You know, you have to be decent. So they will say that this is the last time I wear this. What is the point of having a beauty if nobody sees it? SubhanAllah. And that's exactly what Shaitan is looking about. So what I'm trying to say here is, we should understand the nature of life, that this is temporary life, right? And all of those people who are pushing towards this, they mean nothing except to take the honor of that person and then leave that person as a trash. Evil life. Some of the narration, if not because of the chain is so mawthuq bihi, you might not believe in it, you know. After taking the honor and the dignity of that person, you know, they make them like trash. And some of them even say it. I remember the one who said to her, after taking everything and inviting also his friend also to come and... Oh, I changed. Should I change to this?
They can hear us.
Yeah. So, any Allah musta'an, you know, after all of these things, and then the humiliation that take place, and they call them trash. You're none other than trash. My shoes is even better than you, subhanAllah. And if you hear the story, you understand, you know, subhanAllah, why Sharia says there has to be guardian in most instances, if not all the circumstances. Because people get deceived by the shaitan, by the words, you know. Some people are telling them and then go and get to be trapped by the traps of shaitan, you know. So But I'm saying it, instead of selling your honor and dignity, why can't a person understand the reality of this life, that everything here is temporary? Build the life in the hereafter, which is the life of eternity, and also make things which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you will get all of these, you know, benefits. You know, subhanAllah, things which are unbelievable, whether you're male or female, you know, a female might be benefiting more, you know. Why do I say that? You know, in the Quran, you don't see that much of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the benefits the girl, the sisters will get. You get an idea. Always the focus is on the brothers. Because it's like they are the integral part of the enjoyment. If they don't exist in paradise, it will not be that good, you know. So they are the enjoyment themselves. You know, everything, they are already included in it. We need to be mentioned to make sure that we are in, you know. That's the answer to be given, because here nowadays we hear these questions, why sisters they don't have, you know, mostly hear the brothers being mentioned, but you don't hear that much of mention of the sisters in paradise and what they will be getting in paradise apart from them. So because they are part of the system, you know, it's like a person is going to meet them inside. Do you get an idea? Just like those things that Allah SWT made it part of the Jannah. Jannah exists, you know, the whole thing is called Jannah. A person will be meeting his wife, except if she did not do what Allah SWT asked her to do, and unfortunately she has to pass through the transit in hell, then the story will change, waliyadhu billah. Otherwise, usually a person is going to meet his family in Jannah. They're waiting for him. You know? So that life will be more interesting, you know, than you going to the place waiting for them. Although there is no worry, but having thinking of somebody who you want to see in paradise, but he's not yet in, you know, it really annoys, you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a person happier and happier. He will meet his family in that place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those whom he created in paradise. And these are the Hur al-Ayn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحُرُ الْأَيْنِ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them and they look like this, you know. Very beautiful way of description. As I said, he said, you see the movement of the bone marrow from them, you know, and the beauty will refuse to be closed, even though if they put, you know, layers and layers and layers of clothes, 70 types of them, still the beauty will refuse to be uncovered. It will, to be covered. It will uncover itself in a way a person can see it. So that's some of the benefits, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at the nature of humankind and talk about this and their existence in Jannah. So he says, wa kawa'ib atraba. Kawa'ib, they are referring to Hur al-Ayn. But al-kawa'ib, these are the sisters, young sisters. Okay, that's the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Young sisters where the breast did not collapse yet. That's the ka'ib, al-kawa'ib. The scholars, according to the language, mentioned that it's referring to this. That means they are very young because the breast is still standing. Atraba means they are young also at the same age and they don't change. Okay, one of the meaning of atraba, it meaning they are almost at the same age and they don't change. They don't grow in terms of age. They don't age, you know. Yeah, every time you go out, you come back to that beautiful, an extraordinary beautiful wife, she has another love, you know. Every time you come back to her in the house, she will say, what happened to you? You change. Changing to what? To the best. And you also, you'll be surprised. Are you the one that I left, you know, last time, you know? Every time. And you go out of your house millions of times, maybe in a day, it's up to you. But you are dealing with who? Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ata'uhu la yantahi. You can have these changes, you know, forever and ever and ever and ever, in a way you will never get bored. You will get bored counting, you know. But enjoying, you know, you will never get bored. But counting now how many sifat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on your wife, there are more and more. So you, wallahi, listening to this, you know, give a person who is looking for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relief, that understand the nature of this life, you know. Whatever enjoyment you have in this life is muqaddar. your life. Muqaddar means mixed with things which will make you sad, you know, and it will make it deficient. It mixed with deficiency, any enjoyment you have. Yeah. You marry, you know, yeah, it's a Jannah to dunya if you get a righteous person, but in comparison to the life you will be having with your wife in Jannah, this one is Hayat Muqaddara. So try establish the house there, you and your family, so that bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla, you have the real life there, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the real life is the life in the akhirah. قَالَ وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the kas. These are the glasses, the cups, which they used to drink juice or wine in it. But this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the kas, the dihaqa, some scholars said, it is referring to the cups that are always full with drinks. They're always full with drinks. Yeah, you don't need to bring the cup and tell some people, please, I need this and that. They're always ready for you. And subhanAllah, who is making them ready? Rabbul Alameen. He knows what you need. Yeah, that's Jannah. Before you ask, you already have your need being ready in front of you. So, the person who ishtaha walad, that he has a child? Yes, somebody says he wants to have a child. The process of having the child and the pregnancy and everything is just like a blinking of an eye. That's Jannah. But if, what if he wants, the wife wants us to remember that? Yeah. She would never, but day before yesterday, somebody, you know, that was yesterday. You know, I have this paper I presented yesterday. That's why the class did not, day before yesterday, that was Saturday, right? Yeah. I was afraid of a lot of criticism, but alhamdulillah, I somehow passed the test. People find it interesting. So, and they have, subhanAllah, live cases, because my conclusion was, this IVF thing, although some scholars legalize two types of it, but if you look at the mess that is taking place in it, the opinion of the scholars that says it is impermissible is more preferable opinion. Yet it's so, I was a bit of waiting for people to criticize, how can you block people from this blessing? You know, subhanAllah, I got the first comment is like, this thing cannot be permissible at all. Because they have live case, you know, subhanAllah. Live case right now, live case in the Faculty of Science, which says that, which is still looking for the solution for that. You know, husband and wife, they have the water and the egg from 2 of them, and then they freeze it. You know, they do a process in the lab, and then they freeze it. The husband died. When the husband died, she took the frozen sperm, you know, together with the egg, the fertilized one. She went and they implanted in the uterus after the death of the owner of the sperm. She got she got a child after that, you know. And the other case also, when she got into trouble, she find a way to get that one. They froze it also, another case, you know. After the divorce, she went and she planted the thing in the womb after the divorce. And now she's not even a wife and she's taking that thing and she put it, another question, you know. And she got a child. And now when she's pregnant before the child, then she's claiming for the nafaqa from the husband. Because now she's pregnant. And this is his, supposed to be his child, you know, and now she wants a nafaqa to be given to her. So you read this thing, you see the mess, you know, I just say this is their life, you know, their life, this is their life. The first one they did, it was actually the sperm of somebody. The husband doesn't know and the wife did not know. The doctors have somebody who donated to come and put in the somebody else's wife's interest. You know? So they were saying, even they kuffar also, they have some akal sometimes, you know. They said, luckily, it wasn't a successful one. Otherwise, it would be a big matter. And also, the second thing is that the husband, you know, is the youth, min al-tiraz al-awwal. When they told him about what they did, he says, okay, it's fine. It is. Allah. That's why I said, lahum deenuhum wa lana deenuna. Fa'ubashirukum. Yesterday, the latest one that came to me, somebody just sent it to me as if he knows that I'm interested in this topic. He sent to me the latest development they have in this. They produce now actual life, this the machine system. Because in the past, to my knowledge, up to date, they never produce a child in the lab. They do the process and bring it to the uterus. But to do the whole thing in the lab, they did not reach it. Yeah, now khalas, no more. They got it now. They created an artificial womb in a very big place. They can produce, I think, up to 40,000 children. Just like the way you produce USB and the flash. The companies now, this is how we will be producing children. Just like that. According to the presentation, it works. What left is now to check to make sure that, yes, it is true. But according to the presentation, yeah, they succeeded. They're giving the good news to the sisters, no more pain in the delivery, no more this and that, you know. And subhanAllah, you can imagine what will happen in this life if this is going to take place, you know. And that's umuma is gone. You know, that is the reason why Allah SWT kept it in that way. The strong attachment between the mother and the child to remain. Now she doesn't have all of these ones. You know. How does she convince herself this is her child? You know. So you can expect more crimes. You know, it will just create produce people as much as the. Allah salam alaikum. You will see ajaib if you live in this dunya. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq and help us to do that which is right. So let's go back to Surah 2 and Naba. Qala wa kawa'iba atraba wa ka'san dihaqa. And they have this ka'san mutatabia, according to interpretation, meaning they will be given one and also another one will come. According to another interpretation, ku'us mumtaliya is already full. You just take whatever you want and whatever you wish in Jannah, you have it. You want a child, you have a child. You want food, you want a plant, you have a plant. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said, فَبَادَرَ الزَّرْعُ الطَّرْفَ. You know, he just put the seed before he even opened his eyes. You know, the thing already grows and the fruits are ready for eating. So if you want the normal process also, you will get. But that one is made in Jannah, you know. But you can modify because Allah SWT says, لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدْعُونَ. Wallahi, this is the real life. Whereby you live according to what you want. Now, do you live according to what you want? No matter how much he tries, he will never. He's governed by others. And sometimes those people who are none other than oppressors and on and on. In Jannah, you don't have this. According to whatever you want, you know. And the poorest person is richer than the dunya 11 times. Not richer than the richest person, you know. No, richer than the dunya 11 times. That's the poorest person. قَالَ وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا. They will never hear in Jannah any bad word, idle talk, and anything that is wrong, they will never hear that. وَلَا كِذَّابًا. And no ithm, no sins are committed in hell, such as kadhib, I'm sorry, in Jannah, such as kadhib, or any inappropriate thing according to the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You hear what? Salaman salama, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa qilan salaman salama. It's a very, very peaceful life, very enjoyable and excellent life. And on top of all of this is that the life in Jannah have no end. Yeah, life in Jannah and the hereafter, it has no end. Yeah, a person will live forever and ever and ever. قال لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them this as a jaza for what? For their righteous deed. And this is jaza from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ata'an hisaba. This is the ata' that is kafi. Hisaba means kafi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them what suffices them. You know, everything that it will make them happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them. We give them that. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So unless you remember this, you will enjoy your righteousness. Qala ajza'an min rabbika ata'an hisaba. So this is just a brief Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, because we have already heard a lot in Surah Al-Insan, right? When you go more, Surah Al-Rahman, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, you hear a lot. And here and there in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from time to time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention this, because people need to get motivated. Naturally, we are like that, you know? We have this nature that is looking for incentives, you know? We're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it makes it so nice if you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who doesn't need to pay us anything, but he still say he will give us something for our kindness. Kindness to ourselves, not to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need us at all, you know? You Allah, all of this, we are just doing kindness to ourselves and to our community. Allah doesn't need any one of us, you know? قَالَ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا الرَّحْمَنِ. If you want to know the one who is providing you this, you should understand the one who created it. Go and study the heavens and the earth first, you know, and get what you can get, you know, and try to imagine how powerful is this creator who created the heavens and the earth and whatsoever is in between. He's the one who will be providing you with this ata' on the day of judgment. And it's good to study this part of the science, you know, yeah, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ عُدَّةِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, somebody might come and say, oh, where's the space, you know? Everyone will get this amount, you know? How? Yeah, if you understand what the science are telling you about the space and how big it is, and this is just our system, you know? Within our system, you know, and they're talking about other galaxies, you know? Just our system will be more than enough for this, you know? Just our system, the system that they're talking about, the space that we talk about, is more than enough for this. What if you go to heaven number one, you know, it's so big, much bigger than the dunya. Dunya is just like a dot in comparison to that one. Nobody reached to that place except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took to the place. So at least when you study this part of the science, you have a clue. Yeah, you have a clue. For us, we don't need it. Yeah, but nowadays we are living a life which everything is being materialized. Yeah, people who call themselves Islamists, you know, and they laugh when they hear some of the hadiths of the Prophet, literally laughing, you know. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alayhi wa sallam. I was informed about somebody without mentioning name, subhanAllah. He has a lot of things, but when it comes to this type of liberalist mentality, somebody said he mentioned a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is authentic, and he laughed so much. Laughing, the laugh of the mustahzi, and you agree that this is correct, you know. So we have them, and these are the pioneers of the Islamic thought, you know, of today. So that's why the Ummah is in the way it is, yeah. We're calling for so many things, you know. The latest one I heard yesterday is a de-standardization of the standards first. If you want to make a move and bring a change to the community, you have to. Yeah. And where do you get the pillars of Islam being five? No, that one they told you, the other hadith also collectively. An absolute ignorance, but unfortunately, as I said, you know, everyone who comes with his product, there are people who are willing to buy. He definitely has customers to buy. This is the kind of life we're living in. So that's why studying the correct knowledge about Islam is always good. And also, you have to be ready to defend the community, you know, from this evil, you know, attack that is approaching us, whereby the idea is to detach us completely from the previous heritage. Yeah, you have to wake up and understand this. Want to detach people from the previous heritage. So that means all the writings of the fuqaha, we have to keep them aside for us to come up with something that is appropriate to our community. That's how we get lost. We are still down, and those guys are going going up because we don't have any value, you know, to those effort made by our predecessors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbi samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. You know, subhanAllah, look at the munasabah, mentioning Jannah and mentioning this ayah after that. La yamlikuna minhu khitaba. And this is on the day of judgment, and the day of judgment people will not be able to speak except by the idhn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, man dhal ladhi yashfa'u indahu illa. Nobody will be able to do the shafa'ah except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّسُ. So now Allah is describing the day of judgment, right? He says, رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I remember he started describing the day, and then he talks about hell and paradise, and then he comes back to conclude with that description, you know? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the brief and the best summary about what that they constitute, right? As Jannah, it has hell, it has those scary things and things that would traumatize a person. And now in the last matter is concluded with some of these features of the Day of Judgment. He said, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْهُ خِطَابًا. On the Day of Judgment, you can't talk without permission, you know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَانَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ الظُّلْمَ. Faces will be, you know, humble towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want to see the real loser on the day of judgment, look at that person who brings along with him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dhulm, which is oppression. So he says, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. The day of judgment, if you want to know when is the day of judgment, you know, you should wait for the day يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ. This ruh, you have different interpretation of the scholars concerning what is the ruh. The first statement says, these are arwahu bani Adam, the souls of bani Adam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them to the body down there. Okay. The second opinion says, hum banu Adam, nafasuhum, banu Adam, yawm yaqumu ar-ruhu, human beings will be standing on that place, wal malaikatu saffa. So you have the lines of the sufuf of human being, and you have the sufuf of the angels also. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا. He says يوم يقوم الروح. That's the second opinion. The third opinion says أنهم خلق من خلق الله على صور بني آدم وليسوا بملائكة ولا بشر وهم لا يأكلون وهم يأكلون ويشربون. It's other creatures, you know, other creatures, من بني آدم. They look like بني آدم, but they are not بني آدم. They are not angels, and they are not بني آدم. And they eat and drink. They look like us, but they are not us. And they are not angels also. Other creatures. الرابع هو جبريل عليه السلام. يعني, some scholars said this is جبريل. And والله أعلم, this is the closest one, since none of them has any evidence to support it, because we have in places, Jibreel is called the Ruh. And those who believe in this, they said, نَازَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him Ruh. And Bani Adam, they are not called Ruh. And I've never come across a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them Ruh, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa called them Ruh. But these are opinions of some scholars, so we mentioned them. But there is another opinion which says this is Jibreel alayhi salam. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا. So that's Ruh al-Malaika in general, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned Jibreel alayhi salam, you know, because he's the most important angels amongst the angels, right? The leader, the best amongst the angels. There is another opinion which says, أَنَّهُ الْقُرْآنِ وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call it also Ruh. So the Qur'an will come. And there is another opinion which says, أَنَّهُ مَلَكٌ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ بقدر جميع المخلوقات. It's one of the angels which is at the size of all of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says يوم يقوم الروح والله أعلم. Most likely the closest opinion is the one that says هو جبريل عليه السلام. والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا. Nobody will be able to talk except that who has permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he cannot say anything. He will only say that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't do anything except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you think about the rest? You know, the shafa'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to go and look for the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him to be able to do it. قَالَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. And he also need the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the condition is he has to say that which is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are places like that when the sirat is being crossed by the people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَتَكَلَّمُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ إِلَّا الرُّسُلُ, except the messengers and the rusul. These are the ones who will be able to talk. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will hear their statement is, اللهم سلم سلم اللهم سلم اللهم سلم سلم. قال وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق. And this is the day which is true. الحق means it is true. أي كائن لا محالة. It is going to take place with no doubt. فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا. Allah. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lay down the rules and leave it up to us. Whoever wants to take it, take it. Whoever doesn't want to take it, leave it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that day will come. And a one who rejected this fact will face the consequence. قَالَ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَعَبَىٰ. Whoever wants, you know, he can take the marja, أَيْتَرِيكًا يَهْتَدِي بِهِ إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَ. Whoever wants, you know, he can take the guidance, which is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is the only najat. This is the only way that a person can save himself from the tragedy of this day. قَالَ إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا. And this punishment is going to take place in the day of judgment, right? But إِنَّمَا تُعَدُونَ لَآتْ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you will come. That's why this day of judgment is حَقْ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْتِقُونَ. Just like the way you believe you are talking. If you're not sufasaiya who don't believe they exist, you know, you believe you are talking. You know? Because this concept also is creeping to the Muslim community which doesn't exist before. You get an idea. It is not part of us at all. It is taken from those cultural practice of the old kuffar and up to date also. You get an idea, up to date. People are talking that you have to identify who you are. You have to understand yourself. You have to, you know, it doesn't come in the past. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left us with our fitrah. Human beings is maftura on this. He live a very, very normal life and he remains like this. Before somebody comes and tells him, no, you have to think. That's why you have those mithliyin, right? A person will come and tell you, I'm not sure whether I'm a boy or a girl, which one? I think somebody needs to pinch him. You know, sometimes when you are surprised so much, you know, hit yourself to make sure you're not sleeping, you know. Yeah, subhanAllah. And that shows that we really need to educate our people to go back to our heritage and our tarbiyah. A life, very good system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought to us, which brings none other than comfort to the life of human beings. So that's it. But you know, we have been seeing, you know, that Muslims are going in the wrong direction, right? Alhamdulillah, yani, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the coronavirus, right? But we learn a lot. Wallahi, we learn a lot if we're going to understand. But unfortunately, most of the people are not thinking, you know, of this, you know, the aftermath, the post-corona, and even during the time of the corona, how many people you have who took off their life, and how many people you have who attempted to commit suicide, how many family were disintegrated, you know, how many years? Just 2 years, right? Just 2 years. All of these heavy results took place in our community, which means the ummah need to readdress the matter of education. How are we educating our people? Western education doesn't fit us at all. Yeah, I don't call the dunya thing Western education. It's not the education. It's a system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for humankind, which everyone is free to take it. Whatever is halal is us. It's not theirs. It's us. It used to be us, actually, according to the history. They have taken it from us because of our attitude, right? Yeah, we left Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that favor and the blessing from us. So we don't take whatever they have and bring it to our community, and then we engage in filterization. That's very dangerous. And this is what we are doing. We brought everything and we enjoy it. And you think your kids will not enjoy everything they have? Yeah. When you bring it to the community and the people see it, now you have to go and do a bigger job. How to block the people from seeing the wrong one? Yeah. What should he ask us to do is just to take the correct one and use it. If there is a need, then we do ishara to the wrong one. This one is absolutely wrong. Yeah, the children, when they reach older and they are rooted in the aqidah, then they can be taught on how to deal with those matters when they confront them in the future. And I believe 100% the halal knowledge, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, halal to be studied, is more than enough for development. Whatever development you want, the halal knowledge is more than enough. You don't need to go to the haram knowledge, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq and help us to come back to the righteousness. But unfortunately, in many instances, when we go for the solution, we take the wrong way, right? What are the solution to this depression that people have they found in they generated during the corona? Some of them, they are anti-depression, but some of these methods are what? Meditations, you know? Yoga and all of these, they don't call it yoga, they call it meditation, but the same process, you know? Images they bring a person just sitting down doing these things, you know? And subhanAllah, as I told some of you, that I really enjoy that lecture I watched recently, because I don't know what this thing is all about, you know? I have heard about it a lot, but that one really, really, really talk in a nice way and quoted from the kuffar, you know, the statistics, which is analysis, which is done by the kuffar themselves, you know. The result generated from this practice is almost negative in most instances. And even if you have the positive one, it's just temporary. And you know that kind of temporary relief that a person gets, and then later on, the worst will take place, you know. Islam provides you with the constant one, sustainable one, the one that goes forever and ever and ever. Temporary relief doesn't work. Islam wants you to get the permanent relief, which will, inshallah, sustain and take a very longer period of time. Bi-idhnillahi azzawajal. But now we are trying to provide a temporary fake relief. Yeah, you tell a person who is depressed, go and listen to the music. Yeah, many psychologists will tell him, go on. And the scholars in the past, all the madhahib, look at their opinion concerning this matter. And the scholars also mentioned that this yumbitun nifaq fil qalb. Does it bring any relief? No, it brings stress. Yeah, although a person will tell you, because I can't trust that person, I have to see practically that, yes, this person is happy. Because a person might tell me, yes, he is happy, but he's burning from inside. Yeah, he doesn't know about that. And then tomorrow, does heart attack and die because from inside he's burning. Because that success and happiness in life cannot be given except through the ta'atullah. Ma inda Allahi la yinalu illa bi ta'ati. Allah says, Alladheena amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Wallahi, nothing can bring you relief in this life except righteousness. Only being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can earn you this. Dunya can never give you this. But unfortunately, we need psychologists. We need medical doctors. Yeah, how many we have amongst the Muslims? Thousands, if not millions of them, right? But how many of them are incorporating their education, the modern education, with the Islamic education? Only a few. And you go to these people, you have a lot of contradiction, telling you things which you know they are unacceptable according to your religion, but these are the solutions to them, you know, because they got all of these from the Western community. Yeah. There are some attempts, you know, by some of our scholars who try to bring the concept of tadabbur. It is the concept of reflection upon something that is tangible. Yeah, rather than going for the meditation, and reflection in the Quran doesn't mean you just allow when you say tafakkaru. Yeah, لَكَوْ مِنْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا. It doesn't mean that you just sit down and close your eyes and see wajh murabba. That's what she said. That woman, she said, whenever she sits, she sit down, she closes her eyes, a face will come, murabba, square face will come and tell her, communicate with her. You know, another person says, when you do that, and then an image will come to you, or a sound, a voice will come to you and tell you, anta Rasulullah also. Yeah, because they said Rusul, and to now we still have Rasul coming. Including you yourself also, you can be Rasul to yourself. What kind of mazala is this? And they have customers because some of us are still sleeping. So we have to wake up. Yeah, wallahi, the community needs us. These people, they have people who are listening to them, especially our children. Yeah, our children. قال الله عز وجل يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا. So the best and the only correct way is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way that can lead you to happiness is this way. And also the success that will be abadi, right? Because you will end this success in this life by what? By going to the real one, starting from the grave. Right? You live a very peaceful life. Although you might be poor, but Allah SWT controls your heart, you're happy. He makes you happy and satisfied. You're not depressed. You are not in distress. And when you die, you go to the real one, which will never, never end. Because the Prophet ﷺ said after the questions in the grave, he said, this is the last fitna that will happen to a believer. It's the last fitna that will happen to a believer. And whatever comes after that is going to be much easier. Because on the day of judgment, inshallah, you'll be resurrected with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, "Wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa." Yeah, just to find yourself next to those righteous people is enough. Why would you worry? You know, because what does that tell you? You open your eyes and you see yourself in the middle of those righteous people. Because on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ila al-jannati zumara, ila al-nari, ila jahannama zumara, jama'at wa jama'at." You know, so people will be resurrected according to their alike. That's why the person who is not praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuhsharu ma Qarun wa Haman wa Ubay bin Khalaf. And when you see, when a person sees himself being resurrected next to those guys, he knows what exactly is the clue is all about. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه. He says, we have warned you. عذابا قريبا. That's the day of judgment. Allah SWT make it قريب because it will happen for sure. يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه. A day a person will be presented, you know, with whatever he did in this life. You know, you will see whatever you did. خير and شر. And subhanAllah, the most critical moment is when you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is nobody in front of you except your deed. In front of you. You see Jahannam qibla wajhik, and you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jahannam is facing you there, and here's your deed, and here's your deed, and there is no going back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question you and him, and there will be no turjuma. Nobody is there to interpret what is going on. So imagine that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you for accountability. So this, I guess, is more than enough for Ibrahim and all of us, inshallah, to look into our life. Don't say, I'm already okay. Wallah, you're not. You're not. Just look into your life and do a lot of istighfar and fix yourself and relax as long as you are doing what you're told to be doing. Yeah, it's very simple. No need to panic, no need to worry so much in the way you be unproductive in this life. Just make sure that what you're doing is according to the sunnah, according to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always do istighfar. Because no matter how much you try to avoid committing sin, especially living in this life, even at home you commit sin. Even if you're alone, some nazila might come that you will go in the wrong direction. So that's why this concept, you know, and this element, you know, that exists in our religion, you know, but Allah's want to accept in the tawbah is one of the most important things that a person should understand properly. So always repent to Allah's want to always repent and try your best to maintain your istiqamah until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. The person will be looking at that which he brought to the day of judgment, and you hear a kafir saying, I wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn me into dust. Because there is a narration that says, animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them to take revenge against each other, whoever hit some, you know, even this one, you know. Animals, the one that hit another person, Allah is going to ask them to take revenge. That one also will be preserved and justice have to be established amongst them. Imagine human beings, right, when they come. So that's why do not oppress anyone in this life. Do not oppress anyone. Because 100% he will not forgive on the day of judgment. Compensation have to be given. And you don't know what face you will be bringing on the day of judgment. I mean, what status you will be having on the day of judgment, you know. Allah is going to pay from his side, or he will be taking from your reward. And if your reward are going to be deducted, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take from your reward to pay one word that you said against your brother? That one word. I mean, you say hundreds of them. Just one word, how much from your reward you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taking? Because the decision is not us. It's not ours. Allah will be making the decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will choose what fit the crime and then pay from that. So a person's righteous deed might be given to another person, you know. Imagine some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them to take from the righteous deed of that person whatever they want. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you think he will leave anything? Never. In this dunya he might do, but in the hereafter there is no discount. Yeah, there's no discount. He has his, but he's wishing that he will get from others. To be on the safe side, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start the reckoning, he knows that he will not get into trouble. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the best way out when he says, try to understand those whom you live with. If you have anyone that you oppress in this life, he said, go and settle the case here before the day of judgment happens, where there is no dinar, there is no dirham, you know, and also we add, there is no ringgit, no dollars, no anything. Yeah, there are some people when they oppress you, trust me, they laugh. You tell them you're going to tashku ila Allah azza wa jalla, they laugh. Yeah, they don't care. Malijul himbi mayyitin ila. Yeah. You talk to them, they don't care. And those people, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to some of them. He says, ala yadhunnu ulaika annahum mab'uthun liyawmin 'azim yawma yaqumu an-nasu lirabbil 'alamin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tawfiq wa sadad. We stop here inshallah in the next class. Bi idhnillahi azza wa jalla, we go to the new surah, which is surah An-Nazi'at. Very, very, very important surah, which is in the same minwala, ala minwala sabiqati. Yani Nazi'at, surah after that, Abasa wa tawalla, surah al-Takwir, surah al-Infitar, wa illa al-Mutaffifina, illa al-Inshiqa. Yeah, they're all going to have the same theme. Yeah, until the time you reach Buruj, then you go to the history and some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq in this dunya and success in the hereafter. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Barakallahu fiikum. Allahumma ameen.
The first question is by Uzair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma ameen.
If the wife has a higher rank in Jannah, can she invite her husband?
A very nice and interesting question. That's musibah, right? The wife went to Firdaus and the husband is Masakeen. Ayyuhannas. Allahumma stab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhaqna bihim durriyatahum wa ma'alatnahum min amalihim min shay. Wife will not remain alone. So that's inshallah is going to be bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal in the favor of the husband. So that means he should always motivate his wife to be good, you know. But he shouldn't sleep. Yeah, in case she made a mistake and then he lost, she lost also. So wife is not going to stay. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to connect the house, because he has his own house and she has her own house. You know, but how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make it, we leave it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says he will make us happy. And everyone who is righteous, whether male or female, has his own place in Jannah. So that's the one of the benefit of marriage, right? And some people are still Is he drinking water? The Life Mas'ud said, لو كان لو لم يبق من عمر الدنيا إلا عشرة أيام. He said, if I know that only 10 days left for the dunya to finish, only 10 days, and I have money to marry, he said, I would never go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without having a wife. يبدو أن هذه الحديث, they never reach some of them, right? Inshallah. They have excuse. Okay, Abdurrahman, go. This topic never ends. I have been given nasiha and they never listen.
Another question by Zaid. Sheikh, while explaining the ayah, when I come up with Malak, Sufullah, the Kalimun, the last of the ayah, can we use the following words as evidence that it refers to Jibreel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ أَوْ نَزَلَ بِرُوحُ الْقُدُسِ.
Now, this is one of the evidences used by those people who are holding this opinion. They said Allah called him Ruh. He says, فَإِنَّ رُوحَ الْقُدْسِ مَعَكَ, even Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So whenever you hear Ruh, the first thing even that comes to the mind of a Muslim is Jibreel alayhi salam. Unless if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the soul in general.
Question by Umrayyan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Allahumma ameen.
Sheikh, could you please elaborate what nahi is in nahi al-munkar in the context of what we are supposed to do with so much fitna these days?
It remains in the way it is. You just do the nahi al-munkar, whatever is munkar, and you know that this is munkar, you have no doubt in it becoming munkar. Because the munkar that you believe is munkar, but your opponent doesn't believe it's munkar, and he has evidence for that. You don't do inkar al-munkar here. Do you get an idea? You don't do inkar al-munkar here. Okay, you believe, I wish, that taking pictures are haram. I wish, but you don't believe in that. Okay. Not to you, Brahman, I'm just talking to people. You don't believe in that, for instance. Can somebody come to you and tell you you shouldn't take when you're taking? No. Because you have some scholars who are saying it's halal. Although this person believes that it's 100%, strictly prohibited according to the evidences he has. But the other one also is not following his hawa, his desire. He believes that those scholars, they have concrete evidence and he has gone through them. He has to go through those evidence. He cannot just listen and take. No. He believes according to what he understands, with the little understanding he has, this is the correct opinion. You don't do Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar here. Go to him and tell him, stop doing what you're doing because it is haram. He will tell you it is halal. Yeah, but there is advice here. As a Muslim, you go to him and tell him, I know you have some approach and you have some scholars who are telling you this and that, but what do you think about this hadith, in a very nice way. To get idea. It's not a munkar that you bring a person and punish him for it, unless if he does it in the wrong way. To get idea. Smoking cigarette, is a munkar? Yes, it's munkar. Every scholar that is within his consciousness will tell you smoking cigarette is haram. So you're doing karul munkar. Drinking wine, taking riba, any other haram which is strict, it's very straightforward, you know? So what I'm saying here is, if you know that this is munkar, that is nas that says this is munkar, you tell a person not to do, and you try your best according to your capability to stop them from doing it. If you cannot talk about it, you cannot stop somebody who is doing it, then you should hate it. That's adhaf al-iman, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So having said that, I will also emphasize on that first example that I have given. People should try and be on the safe side. Wallahi, this is an honest advice from somebody who claims to be loving you for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These pictures and whatever, you know, whenever you don't need it, stay away from it. And the controversy among the scholars is very strong. And if you look at the evidences of those people who are, against, they are quite strong and stronger than the evidences used by the other people. So why do I need to put myself into trouble if I don't need it? It doesn't make sense at all. So show mercy upon yourself. take the need. You have a lot to do in this life before you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, kalla lamma yaqdima amara. Sit down and eat food. Iwallah. Just sit down and talk to your friends. You know, that time that you're spending using, you know, shake the hands of your friends if you think your hand has to press something, you know. Shake your hand of your friends, you know. What do you get from that? A lot. Your sins will be removed, you know. You get a lot of things, you know. So this is just a humble advice from somebody, inshallah. He's truthful when he says he loves you for the sake of Allah. I love to be on the safe side. When I have controversy from the scholars, this one saying haram, this one saying halal, I love to stay away from doing this because most likely those things, you don't need them at all. You might need them in the future, but most likely when you see this strong controversy amongst the scholars, they are not the thing that you must have them in your life. But sometimes the need can come, you know. You want to do the passport, you have to get the picture. Say you want to do. Yeah, you want to travel, you must get a picture. You go to the Jawazat, the airport, they take your picture. All of these things that are taking place in the school, university, hospital, many things which, you know, they need, they are doing. But I'm just referring to, you go for some... Okay, anyway, Abdurrahman, you continue.
If a person hasn't achieved al-qalb al-salim during their lifetime, so when the person passes away, he or she will not be settled and troubled as punishment in the grave. Is it?
Huh? How is that?
I don't get the question.
If Muhammad can clarify the last part of the question a bit, really appreciate it.
We'll wait for that.
Okay.
We have another question by Sister Lubna. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
When people go to psychologists and counselors, they sometimes mention wrong things they used to do so that they can get advice on how to deal with the situation. Is this considered as exposing their sins? Similarly, when asking a friend for advice?
If a person needs it, the only time when you explain what you're doing is when that person can never give you a right answer unless you tell them what you do. That's why the psychologist should be one of the most trusted people that will never expose that person. Lamin Kalib or Lamin Bay. They can mention it as a hala, that with the cases that are coming to us, people are doing this and that, the community is now suffering from this illness. But not appointing that. Kareem came to me last time and he was complaining. That's haram for him to do that. Even with the permission of Kareem, he cannot mention his name to talk. Because it's wrong what you see some people are doing. They talk about the past life and they're mentioning who they are in the past. You know, that's very wrong. They're doing nothing except destroying the trust between them and others. Yeah, he used to be this, he used to be that, you know. And do you think people will trust him that much after this? They will always look at him through those glasses that he mentioned that he used to be like that. So that's why when a person accepts Islam or he becomes righteous, the past should be closed. He talked about the benefits he got after the conversion. Yeah, alhamdulillah, I used to live a very terrible life without mentioning what exactly was going on, but trust me, it's a very terrible life. But now, subhanAllah, I can't explain what I'm experiencing of a pleasure in this life after I decided to make a change in my life. Yeah, talk about these benefits. These are the things that will help people. Yeah, it's just like sometimes the prostitutes, they're having the movies to teach people how to behave well.
Men
of them. No, but that was the said intention, you know. Many of them are none other than, you know, wrongdoers in the community, but they are now teaching the community how to behave well, how to have a very peaceful family life, you know. And most likely she is also divorced, I don't know how many times, but now she's the one who will teach others, you know, how to live and bring a success to the family. And how did they do it? They bring you the evil life also. So at the same time, they are teaching also the community, the evil one. They get an idea. People of consciousness, they don't go to that. They have other options. So sometimes you have a lot of bad people who are watching this, they laugh, and then they know, this trick also could be done. Because they do it last time, it works also, let's try this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawfiq wa sadat. So as we are saying, Lubna, a person can tell the psychologist, the scholar, what exactly he is to do if there is a need for that. Because sometimes some of these ma'asi and evil things, he doesn't need to mention them. He can indirectly mention things which will give him the clue of what was going on. Then the scholar or the psychologist will advise accordingly.
So Sheikh, Muhammad, she tried to clarify the question.
Okay.
She's saying if the person does not have a peaceful heart and a peace, feeling of peace during the lifetime, so in the grave, will the person have uneasiness and trouble feeling as punishment, or will that be eradicated because of the uneasiness that they went through?
What is the meaning of uneasiness? Is it like somebody who is affected mentally? Insane person who doesn't know what exactly is going on? Yes, obviously he will not face any bad consequence in the grave as long as he wasn't the one who brought it. And as long as his life was okay before that the problem happened. You know, if the life was not okay and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not forgive him with the sickness, because sometimes the sickness acts as an expiation. So all of these can help him when he goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to face a very easy life. Yeah, so I need to know what kind of uneasy life was he suffering from before. You know, is it like a person living a very tough life, you know? No, still, he's going to be bound on in the grave on the system itself, you know? He has to follow the system. Hardship in life doesn't mean a person is going to be okay in the grave. Yeah, you have some kuffar, and subhanAllah, even what to eat they don't have. When they go to the grave and they die like that, where do they go? Hell. You get it, Rahman? So I need to know what exactly is the way what they're suffering from. You know?
I think from the question, we can understand this. It's not like they're mentally ill or not sane, but it's just that they don't have a peaceful life. So she's asking, will they be excused from the punishment because of this difficulty?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have kuffar also, some of them, very terrible life. Where did they go? Hell, some of these gangsters, they have a very terrible life. Yeah, we have heard of some of them, you know, they don't relax in their life. And they don't pray. They still call themselves Muslims, but they don't pray. And when they die, Allahu Alam bihalihim, you cannot say that terrible life they used to have, you know, in jail also corruption, fighting, and this is how they ended their life. Yeah. That is not an excuse at all. They have to face the consequence on the day of judgment. We leave the affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but according to what is brought to us, they have to face the consequence. You get the idea? Yeah, but if somebody lost his aql, doesn't have a consciousness to realize the Sharia and follow it, yeah, this is another case. It depends on who he was before. And if that hardship is not taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as expiation, then he has to go through the system.
Question by sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Since Allah knows everything, why Allah still wants to investigate us? For sure he knows a person is lying or hiding things. Why doesn't he just put the person in Jannah or Jahannam straight away? What's the wisdom behind this?
Allah is fa'al lima yurid. It is said that is of Asma'ullahi wa Sifatihi. It's good for us also to read about them. One of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is huwa fa'al lima yurid, the doer of whatever he wishes. He creates human beings according to this nature of making choice. Yeah? So we choose what we want. And that going to Jannah and hell is based on our choices, which comes, you know, under the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those choices. That's why before we are created, Allah already knows who will be taken to Jannah and who will be taken to hell. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there was a time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked up with his hand those who are going to Jannah, and he showed them to the angels and he told them, these ones are going to Jannah, wala ubali, and I don't care. And he picked up another one, he said, these ones are going to hell, wala ubali, and I don't care. Do you get the idea? So this is, these are the people whom he knows they are going to choose Jannah, and he knows this one are going to choose hell, and this is how going to hell and Jannah is going to be on the day of judgment. Allah already knows who will be going, who will not be going, based on our choice. So he chose to put life of human beings in this way as a test for us, and to see, as he said, لِيَبْلُوكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That's why the scholar said the best for a Muslim, not just a Muslim but human being, is to identify what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs him to do and just get busy with that. Because if you focus so much on these hadiths of Qadr, you will get distracted, and your distraction and your worry will never change the reality. Systems remain in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed it, and it goes like that. You get the idea. So my job, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered somebody also who asked almost similar question, he says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah and he created hell, and he knows who's going here, who's going there, what is the point of righteousness then? Because you might be doing something and your name is in hell. You might be doing something and your name is in paradise. Say, well, that means you just stay home and sleep. The Prophet ﷺ said, no, this is wrong understanding. You know, he says, اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له. He says, you have to just get busy with identification of what Allah wants from you and get busy with that. Just do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do. Pray on time. Pray sincerely for the sake of Allah. According to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with khushu, give the zakah if you're qualified, go to hajj, fast, say the truth, be honest in your life, support the community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to engage in this because people are different in terms of earning and status. Other people need you, you need other people. That cooperation should be maintained. And it is an act of worship also, because if you have good intention, you'll be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just get busy with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do. The result will be decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as long as you're doing the correct thing, what will be the result? Good result. مَنْ يَعْمَلَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. We are sure 100%, as long as you do what you're told to do and you're doing the correct thing, the result is excellent, which is Jannah. أَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So this is my advice, my dear sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you good. The most important thing is to focus more on how to succeed in this life and what to do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that I can attain the success in the hereafter. That's all. Yes, Khalid.
Do you have a tafsir which goes chronologically in order from the first revelation until the last revelation?
You mean Asbab al-Nuzul?
No, not Asbab al-Nuzul.
I mean what the comes, which, according to the time. Which comes first?
Yeah.
And this and that?
Yeah.
Just rearranging the ayat like this?
Yeah.
No. Never heard of it, actually. Never heard of it. They talk about Asbab al-Nuzul, but they keep that arrangement which was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the best opinion, the order of the Quran. So whoever comes for the tafsir, just arrange it like that and go. Ayats that are having the same meaning or closer meaning, they bring them. Well, translate, interpreting this ayah, they will bring those ones. Yeah. But this tafsir that you talk about, I have never heard.
Will it be something good?
No. Yeah, no. Because I'm afraid, you know, this time of ours, that people are heading towards a rearrangement of things, you know, putting them in our own way of seeing them. And even this type of going deeper and deeper might not be good for us in terms of the link and the connections between the ayat and the sabab. People exaggerate a lot. Yeah. If you look at the tafsir of the scholars in the past, they usually talk about munasabah in a very rare They talk about munasabat al-ayah, munasabat al-surah, the very rare situations. So they focus on the benefits and the most important lessons, and we focus on so many small. But I don't think it's good for somebody to come up with something like that. Yeah. Wallahu alam. For the tafsir, I think, maybe in English, if somebody can come with the... We have an Arabic tafsir al-muyassar. Do you have something in English also like that? A simple version of interpretation of Quran, but in English. I think that would be, even if it is translating that which they did, I think that would be good. We have even a kathir, but even kathir is 10 volumes, and they call it mukhtasar. I don't know which mukhtasar is that. Okay. Ramadan?
About the question that we had, I think I misunderstood it. So, there is a...
That's why they say riwayat al-hadith bil-ma'na, la tajus.
So they're saying, perhaps what is meant by the question is that if a person does not have a pure heart, as in the ayah,
pure
heart, as in the ayah, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ
بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ,
then as punishment, because they didn't have, they didn't come with the pure heart, so as punishment, they would have trouble and a severe question in the grave. Since the punishment is same as the nature of the deeds in this dunya. So in the grave, they would be troubled.
Yeah, of course. Whoever is not righteous and Allah SWT did not forgive him, he will face the consequence starting from the grave before he meets Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Yeah, that's really obvious. If somebody doesn't have the qalb al-salim, and qalb al-salim ay salim mean a shirk. Whatever can destroy heart, the person of disease which affects iman, person doesn't have them. When it comes to Allah SWT, it's straightforward, inshallah to Jannah. Al-hisab yakun hisaban yaseera. But if he doesn't have this qalb, he comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting from the grave, he will face the consequence of his evil attitude according to whatever he has been doing. Okay, jazakum Allah khairan. Asana Allahu ilaykum fi dunya wal akhirah. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka.